today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever been in a situation where someone gave you instructions and you didn't believe you could follow them? Have you ever been asked to do something and you didn't feel you had the ability to do it? Do you believe people when they say they believe you have the ability to become whatever you desire? Have you acted on those words? How do you know you can't do it? How do you know you can do it? Athletes experience this quite often. Coaches tell them they know that they can do this or that, but in order for the athlete to believe he can do it, he has to act on what the coaches believe. Those who don't believe they can do what the coach believes remain where they are. I believe we can do everything God tells us we can do in His Word. None of us have to remain where we are because God has already set the place for us to be, and that place is well beyond what we think. Remember the exceedingly abundantly and above all you can ask or think? Whatever you think you can do, God's plan for you are well beyond that. There are some people who never leave where they are knowing they don't have to be there. We could come up with many reasons as to why they remain. I believe for the most part, some people have settled right where they are. That has become functional for them. Then there are others who want to move from where they are, but they are concerned about what others might say or think. Then you have those who are always getting ready to, who are always thinking about it, or who say, "I will when this or that happens." Why are you still where you are? In Acts chapter 9, verses 32 and 35, it is written, "Now it came to pass, as Peter went through all the parts of the country, that he also came down to the saints who dwelt in Lydda. Then he found a certain man named Ananias, who had been bedridden 8 years and was paralyzed. And Peter said to him, 'Ananias, Jesus Christ heal you. Arise, make your bed.' Then he arose immediately, so all who dwelt in Lydda and Sharon saw him and turned to the word." This particular healing brought many others to Christ. The action that set this off was the man acting on what Peter said to him. That man had been bedridden 8 years, but when Peter said to him, "Ananias, Jesus Christ heals you, arise and make your bed," he did exactly that. What about you? Jesus has said many things to you in His Word regarding your ability to rise. Jesus has said many things to you regarding your ability to move from where you are. Act on what He has said. Arise and make your bed. Then get up. What are you waiting on? Why are you still there? It's time for you to rise and move on. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.